going back to one of the older standards. Gender pay gap. Talking slowly to get the time to get here. IS 41, and I'm going to hand over to Satanique to do the tee up.
We will move on to agenda paper 6. The committee published a tentative agenda decision on the accounting for costs related to the biological transformation of biological assets. In that tentative decision, the committee concluded that applying IAS 41, an entity either capitalizes subsequent expenditure or recognizes it as an expense when incurred. The committee noted that it had not yet obtained evidence to suggest that standard setting on this matter at this time would result in an improvement to financial reporting that would be sufficient to outweigh the costs. We received 9 comment letters by the comment letter deadline. 7 respondents agreed with the committee's tentative agenda decision. The Canadian Accounting Standards Board disagreed with the committee's decision and suggested an amendment to IAS 41. The Canadian Securities Administrator suggested that the agenda decision direct entities to consider particular requirements in IAS 1 and IAS 8. Paragraphs 11 to 29 of the paper discuss respondents' comments together with our analysis. Based on our analysis, we recommend finalizing the agenda decision subject to the changes discussed in paragraph 20 of the paper and some editorial changes. Appendix A sets out the proposed wording of the agenda decision, and I would like to pause here and ask whether you agree with our recommendation.
Anybody want to talk about the draft or... Marie?
Yeah, I understand. I understand that some might thought more, is it under IS 8 or IS 1? And the rationale for being under IS 8 is that it's correct that at the end that do not have any impact on the statement of profit and loss because you have this biological assets which is at fair value. But if you look on the different line item, you can consider that it's the question of accounting if you go to one specific line item, and in that case you will be in IS 8. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the issues we discussed. And another element is the standard setting. What you said is that at that moment, the cost overrides the benefit in that way. But I think it's something which might at one moment maybe further think of because it's an industry that developed quite a lot. So and there is diversity. So at one moment, it might be relevant to do standard setting. And sort of two issues, which is the type of if you should capitalize or not, and after, if you said that it can be capitalized, there is also a question of which type of cost can be capitalized. So I think it's maybe something at one moment the board should think of an annual improvement or minor ED or sort of things.
Okay, thank you. Guy?
Maybe first on the question of standard setting. I personally would tend to agree with what has been said, not only in this paper but the previous paper, that to approach standard setting and require either expense or either capitalization of subsequent expenditure is a big decision to be made in the context of the broad range of biological assets that exist, and so it's difficult to take that decision based on, you know, the context of one particular biological asset, which is the root of this submission. So I would tend to agree that we don't have sufficient information at this point to embark on that type of standard setting. Another sort of approach to standard setting would be, you know, more of a minimalist approach, if you want to describe it that way, to, you know, codify within IAS 41 itself that you know, there is a choice between expense versus capitalization, and then embed in the standard specific disclosure requirements around that choice. And, you know, on the one hand, you could see that form of standard setting being more doable than the former form of standard setting. But it would be awkward to do that, but then stop short of specifying what costs one would capitalize if you embedded the choice right in the standard. And to detail what costs should be capitalizable is, I think, quite a broad issue that would require a lot of research and thought and whatnot, again, given the broad range of biological assets that are out there. So having said that, the idea of standard setting at this point, I think I would have to agree with the staff that it seems premature. We would need more research to be done before we did that. That being said, I think the approach in the agenda decision of providing a bit of a roadmap for people of the things to be thinking about in deciding how to deal with expense versus capitalization of subsequent expenditure and how to present performance in your income statement and the features of IFRSs that are relevant in thinking through and making those decisions, I think is a good approach in the agenda decision. And so I agree with what has been done in that regard. The one area that I still have some pause on is the lack of, in terms of that latter approach of providing a roadmap of things to think about in IFRS, is a lack of a reference to paragraphs 10 and 11 of IES 8. And I think I understand the rationale in the paper as to why that wasn't done. And I think the rationale is essentially that expense versus capitalization of subsequent expenditure doesn't impact the ultimate measurement of the biological asset. And really, this is a presentation question in the income statement. And in deciding how to present in the income statement, we looked at IES 1, not IES 8. And in deciding, what the composition of a particular line item is, we don't often look to IES 8 to do that. We're guided by IES 1. I think I understand that. I'm still torn on that, though, quite frankly, because if I think about just IES 41 and the need to disclose the fair value movement in my biological asset, that's a specific disclosure requirement in paragraphs 40 and 50, I think, of IES 41. We need to measure what that change in fair value is. And the measurement of that change in fair value, I think, will be guided in part by our decision on whether we're going to expense or capitalize subsequent expenditure. And so in that sense, it still strikes me that, some form of acknowledgement of paragraphs 10 and 11 in IES 8 in deciding whether I'm going to expense or capitalize subsequent expenditure is still a useful reference to be made in the agenda decision to help guide people around the thinking on this question. So that was my only sort of comment on what I would like to see added to the agenda decision.
I appreciate the comment letters, and particularly the ones coming out of Canada, and the issues that they raise. I think the issues around when to capitalize costs as part of an asset is an issue we deal with all the time. It's not foreign to standard setters. You deal with it all the time. It's not just for things accounted for at fair value. We have to deal with it in inventory. We have to deal with it in PP&E. We have to deal with it in investment property. Now, keeping it at having it in the balance sheet at fair value takes some of the pressure off, because it takes the pressure off the statement of financial position. But it's still not the same. We say, well, it's just presentation. Well, but that presentation has a lot of information in it. I think the user would want to know, what part of the increase in fair value is really due to investments versus it was just, for growth. So I think it is an important issue. We'd like to see standard setting. Now, I don't believe this group can do it. I fully support and agree with what we've done in the agenda decision. I think this is something the board, though, should consider taking up in the future.
Brian.
My thought process was very similar to Guy's, actually, in terms of overall picture. I did have to think for quite a long time to understand why there wasn't a more prominent or earlier reference to paragraphs 10 and 11 of IS 8 in the agenda decision. There are a few paragraphs in the staff paper that seem to suggest those that IS 8 isn't relevant to presentation, which I don't think is correct. But I think ultimately I talked myself, or maybe was talked into, understanding the way the agenda decision works. If there were to be a more prominent role for IS 8, that would line up with my initial thought on it. But overall, I think I agree. One small point, I think the additions are very helpful. The second edition, insofar as it refers to paragraph 99 of IS 1, seems to suggest that this would necessarily be on the face of the P&L, which I don't think is the requirement in IS 1. I think IS 1 permits it to be either be on the face or in the note.
Thanks, Brian. Gaurav?
Yeah, thank you. I agree with the staff's analysis and recommendation. As a financial statement user, I have some sympathy with Canadian standard set that the CNCR's intention to information to provide the relevant information to users. However, I still agree with the staff's analysis and that capitalizing or expensing the subsequent expenditure does not have any effect on measurement or PL. I also agree with that it would have an impact on the presentation, but I think the preparers can provide the relevant information on the analysis of expenses following the existing following the IFRS standards, such as IAS 1 and 8. So I think that the existing IFRS standards provide adequate basis for the preparer to do so.
Okay, so is there anything the staff wants to say before we talk about the agenda decision and whether the committee agrees with it or not?
Was there a change because of the point that Brian made on IS1?
Yes.
In terms of the face versus...
Yeah, exactly. So I think one comment, and you're right, Brian, to say that it's not an absolute requirement to present the nature versus function on sort of the face of the income statement can be in the notes. So I think a suggested change to the agenda decision would be right at the top of page 11. We'll bold in there that it's, the present is present either in the statement, of profit or loss or in the notes. So we'll bold in that adjustment to ensure we're accurately reflecting that as well.
Okay. And with just that proposed change?
That's our only proposed change. The only other clarification, if it's helpful, is, and maybe we didn't, express ourselves clearly enough in the paper, but we certainly don't think that presentation is excluded from IS 8 at all. It's just in this instance, like Guy described, he felt you were going to IS 1 in terms of presentation, at least in the first instance.
Okay, so with the change for the IS1 accuracy, could I see a show of hands from committee members on who would support finalising the agenda decision?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, everyone? 14?